CSB Cleveland, and this is Highs in the 60s, and we got a special guest this week. It's DJ
Green Tooth.
Yes. And you might remember, what did we do back a few months ago? It was
A few months ago, we did a Yugo Rock special here.
Yep.
Yeah, I brought a bunch of songs from Yugoslavia, but that's not all I do. I listen to a lot of different things. And today we're going to play some glam rock.
Oh, glam. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. And we're playing glam rock from, it looks like it's the 70s and the late 60s, 70s.
So you are focusing your songs usually from the late 60s, early 70s. And this is just one step ahead in the future from there.
Yeah.
So glam rock scene that sort of blossomed in the UK in the early 70s, but also has some roots in the 60s, and some of it really rocks hard. So we're going to try to feature that here today.
Awesome, awesome. So, all right, well, let's get started. The first track is a thing called Rock Rebellion, and it's by a band called hold on.
The band is called Rock Rebellion.
Okay. Talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, and the song is called Let's Go. They're from Birmingham, UK, 1973, and it's a nice instrumental. And then after that, we're going to hear Alex Harvey and Venmo. They're from Glasgow, Scotland. Big hit here in Cleveland from 1973. And then we're going to hear the Boston Boppers and Whirlwind from UK in 1973. We don't know what town they're from. They only have one single out, but it's really good.
Okay, there is a city of Boston in the UK.
Maybe they're from Boston,
and
UK.
There's a Cleveland in the UK, and there's a Washington in the UK. So, all right, let's get started with the Rock Rebellion.
Yeah.
Let's go! Cooper. Rambo meant movie show. Into nothing, Rambo don't know. Even dumb, say Rambo lame. Even sinner, no, no shame. Rambo, coming to the rescue. Rambo, coming to the rescue. That's Rambo, he coming to the rescue. Rambo, he coming to the rescue. 'Cause Rambo rules in Hot City.
Tell me what's your game?
You throw the man inside.
All right, have a good night, but we'd like to know where from do you come, where you gonna go?
They dance in a trance like a magnet. She had guys falling in her dragnet. She could light up the skies with her eyes aflame.
Tell me what's your game?
That was some Suzy Quatro. I've played this on my show before, way back when, doing 48 Crash. And her band was from Detroit, Michigan.
She was from Detroit, Michigan. The band was UK.
Oh, you're kidding. Okay, I did. Oh, that's do you know the story behind that? Was she like Chrissy Hynde that went out there and...
And they were looking for fresh faces, I guess. Yeah. And then, you know, she showed up there.
Okay. Yeah. It's like Chrissy Hynde going to the UK and getting discovered. Same with Jimi Hendrix going to the UK and getting discovered. So, and then we, prior to that, you heard the Boston Boppers with Whirlwind. They were from the UK. That was recorded in 1974. And then Alex Harvey Band with Van Mo. That's the band with the mime.
They were really big here in Cleveland.
Yeah.
As far as I understand.
Yeah. There was one of the local radio stations, WMMS, back at the time. And one of their commercials, their audio ads, was started out with the... you know, the syncopation at the first part of that track, The Faith Healer.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right.
Yeah, yep. Glasgow.
I'm going to write that down so I can play that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Alex Harvey Band? That's The Faith Healer, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us what's going on next weekend.
Yeah, so next weekend at the Waterloo Arts Festival... at the Blue Arrow Records, I'll be DJing from 3:30 to 5 p.m. I'm going to do a set of the music very similar to this one that we're playing today.
Yep.
Glam rock, kind of the stuff you would maybe hear in the early 70s in Europe, not so much in the U.S., but you would hear it maybe in Cleveland. Cleveland was... very glam rock oriented from what I hear.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, I do remember, I definitely remember the music. I guess I wasn't old enough to be a part of the scene and put glitter on my face and get those platform boots.
Yeah, stuff that you would maybe hear at Rodney Bingenheimer's show in L.A., English disco. That sort of thing. That's what I'm going to play at the Blue Arrow from 3:30 to 5 p.m. next week, Saturday, Blue Arrow Records.
And that's part of the Waterloo Arts Fest, which is Saturday, September 13th from noon till 7 p.m. All right, so... next track is Blues Vamp Le Führer de Vive. What is it? Rebels Without a Cause, right?
Yeah, it means Rebels Without a Cause. It's in French.
Yep.
And the band comes from France. And somewhere in the early 70s, a very rare 45. And I forgot to mention, when you get to see me, it's going to be all original vinyl from the 70s glam rock stuff.
Okay. Not that reproduction vinyl?
No, maybe a few reproductions. I'm going to hide them.
All right. Here's Blues Vamp.
Thank you.
Okay, and that was Bonnie St. Clair. Was it Bonnie?
Yeah, Clap Your Hands. I forgot to put the title of the song.
Bonnie St. Clair, Clap Your Hands, yeah. From Rosenberg, Netherlands, and that was recorded in 1972.
Yeah.
The Move, before that, with a track I've played before, Hello Susie, and they were from Birmingham, England, and that was recorded in 1970. So... all right, let me announce just a couple shows that are happening at the moment, and we can talk a little bit more about the Waterloo Arts Fest. So today at 10 p.m., You Wasn't There, the mixtape party at the B-Side Lounge, which is located at 2785 Euclid Heights Boulevard in beautiful Cleveland Heights, Ohio. Tomorrow at 8 p.m., La Dispute at... is it La Dispute or L.A. Dispute at Grog Shop, which is located at 2785 Euclid Heights Boulevard and beautiful Cleveland Heights, Ohio. Tomorrow from noon to 6 is Rooms to Let, an event by the Broadway School of Music and the Arts, 5415 Broadway Avenue. And there's going to be open houses, art experiences, teaching art, artist exhibit, immersive art exhibits, local artist market, live performances, and plein air art painting. So
immerse yourself in the art, in arts.
Slap some glitter on and roll in that tempura paste. Cyber Night is today from 8 p.m. to 11:45. It's an event at No Class, and it's Twink Priest, Angel Fire Eva, and Deadweight Date. And No Class is located at 11213 Detroit Avenue in Cleveland. So, all right. So, what are we going to be doing next?
Well, next week we're going to be at the Waterloo Arts Fest, and I'll be DJing at the Blue Air Records from 3:30 to 4.
Yep.
And I'll be playing glam rock. And it's going to be all vinyl. I know you're not a fan of vinyl, but it's really fun when you play it live in front of the audience.
When it all pops and scratches and snap, crackles and pops. And skips, you know. Hey,
It's practical for the radio that you have some WAV files and whatever. But when you're doing live, it's very attractive to have records.
Yeah. And for next week at the Arts Festival, I'll just read off a few of the bands that I'm familiar with. Fatback Mango and Frida and the Man. What else is on here that I see? Is that all I know? Man, I gotta get out more often. I'm looking at all these bands, and I'm like, I've never... Sugar Mules, I've seen them before.
No Blue Cheer this year?
No Blue Cheer, that sucks. Yeah, I had to dig them up out of the grave, but... if you go to waterlooartsfest.org on the internet... you'll see all the bands that are playing at all the different locations at the Waterloo Arts Fest. But if you're in the market for vinyl, if you love lugging that around every time you move apartments and those big fruit crates, by all means. Tell us about your story. You said that you were in Nuremberg for a work event.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so last year... at the Blue Arrow, I played a Kraut Rock set. So last year, I was in Nuremberg, and I went to a little record shop over there, and it was amazing. Like, all the Kraut Rock records that you would pay for $20, $30, $50 here in the U.S., over there, he was selling them for €8 or something like that. So I brought a bunch of them with me.
Oh, my God. And they didn't weigh your luggage. You held them in your arms the whole...
Yeah, I was holding them in my arms.
Oh, jeez. All the way across the Atlantic.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a labor of love. all right, so what are we playing next?
We're going to play now Sparks.
Okay.
Fala Fala Lee.
Okay.
That's two brothers over in Pacific Palisades, California, 1970.
Okay.
So there were some U.S. performers in that genre as well.
Okay.
And Sparks, Yeah, they were great. Had a great success in the UK.
I played this with a friend last weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so.
And that's from their first record, Half Nassen.
Like we never met. Love me like
And that was Sweet Done Me All Wrong. And they were from London. I thought Sweet was from Scotland.
That's what I found, that they're from London.
Okay.
Maybe you're right.
Okay. Sorry.
We should see their names. Are they Mac something?
Yeah, yeah. Alice Cooper School's Out. I was explaining to DJ Greentooth that usually that's a song that gets overplayed in May and June on all the commercial stations, but not at the start of the school year, but still a great, good track. Joe Bariath with Street Corner Love from King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. That was recorded in 1974. And we started that set off with Sparks doing Fa La Fa Lee. And they were from Pacific Palisades, California. And that was recorded in 1970. So, all right, what are we thinking of spinning next?
Yeah, but before we do that, I just wanted to say that I wanted to throw in a little block of like American glammy songs. So that's why we had Sparks, Joe Bryant, and Alice Cooper one after another. And then Sweet. I love Sweet. It's funny because like they had this like amazingly catchy 45s in the early 70s.
Yeah.
And A side would always be a little cheesy and the B side would rock like this one. So we heard Done Me All Wrong.
Okay.
And now we're going to go to see hear one more American. Let's go to Brett Smiley and Va 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 Voom. And similar story like with Susie Quattro. They brought him from America to produce records in the UK. Only this was a flop, but it's a great song. Washington, Indiana. That's where he's from.
Okay.
1974.
Okay. So that's next?
Yeah, Brett Smiley.
Okay, and I just looked up, yes, Sweet is from London. I don't know why I thought they were from Scotland, but yeah, that bass player gave me the creeps in that band. so, all right, here's goes Brett Smiley, Va Va Voom.
Bye. ginger cats, a purple dog that with spats. They're all out living in a hole, and I can't stand it anymore. I can't stand it anymore. I can't stand it anymore. More. I can't stand it anymore. More, more. But a candy should just come back if we can be alright.
That was some T-Rex from London doing Rip Off. And you hit a note, Mark, something about Mark Volman.
Yeah. Mark Volman was actually from Homerton. Homerton, England.
Okay. What town in England?
Homerton.
Hammerton?
Homerton.
Okay. And what's...
I wanted to talk about the background vocals of T-Rex.
Okay.
And a lot of people think that those were black women mm-hmm. singing in the background. Mm-hmm. But actually, it's Flo and Eddie that were also in Turtles, and Mark Volman from the duet, one of the singers, just passed away. And he was also in the Turtles, you know, Happy Together.
Oh,
yeah. Wow.
Well, I hope he's doing better now.
Well, he's on the other.
I don't know. Like,
well, we're going to join him in a few years.
Yeah, after a few beers, we'll join him in a few years. Yeah, to your left is our kind of like our shrine to dead artists, and usually you can whatever they put in that corner is. Has something to do. Somebody in that band is dead. I can't see from here if there's anything that's.
It just happened. Maybe they didn't get to it yet.
Yeah, they didn't get to it yet. But Sly from Sly and the Family Stone, he was dead, and you know they put up all his stuff there, and just all those bands. So okay, well, you are listening to WCSB Cleveland. My name is Jim Wilson. I'm co-hosting with DJ Greentooth. Say hello.
Hello.
And
top of the hour.
Yeah, and my show is called Highs in the 60s. I play cool hippie music, but usually that's anything from the mid-60s to the mid-70s. Just trying to capture all the psychedelic rock, British blues revival, some prog music, some progressive music, some glam rock, some glitter rock, some bubblegum rock. So it's interesting because all this music is suddenly cycling to 50 to 60 years of age, and I think it's good stuff. So what are we playing next?
All right, so everyone thinks of when they say glam, maybe most people think, I don't know, Motley Crue, but that's not what we're playing. Mm-hmm. Other people think, okay, those that go a little bit deeper, they think T-Rex, Mark Bolan, David Bowie, and so on. But to me, the essence of glam rock is two people, Mike Chapman, Australian guy, and Nicky Chinn from UK. They wrote all of those hits that were super popular in the early 70s. They popularized this genre. Okay. And so now we're going to hear Mike Chapman's demo for Wig Wam Bam, which is a sweet song. This is his demo that he recorded from them somewhere between 1970 and 71 to tell them how to make the hit. Mm-hmm. And you can hear it. It's dead on.
And he wrote this for them or before them or?
Yeah, he wrote Mickey Chinn and Mike Chapman. They got together somewhere in the early 70s. They met and they started crunching out these great singles for Sweet, for Suzy Quatro, and so they wrote a bunch of great hits. Very successful writing. Partnership.
All right. Well, here we go with Mike Chapman, Big Wham Bam. He was from Australia, and this is a demo that was recorded somewhere around 1970.
I watched it, didn't bother too much about many ha-ha and hot and a touch. Till she took him to the silver stream, and then she whispered words like he had never heard, that made him all shudder inside when she had said, "Wig wham bam, gonna make him my man. Wham bam bam, gonna get you if I can. Wig wham bam, wanna make you understand. Try a little touch, try a little too much, just try a little wig wham bam. Running Bear never cared enough about little white dove and her tender love, till she took him to the silver stream. She told him all about what he couldn't live without, and made him all weak inside when she said, "Wig wham bam, go."
gonna make you my man. Wham, bam, bam, gonna get you if I can. Wig, wham, bam, wanna make you understand.
Try a little touch, try a little too much.
Just try a little wig, wham, bam.
Woo!
That didn't bother too much about Minnie Har-Har and her tender touch, till she took him to the silver stream.
And then she whispered words like he had never heard,
that made him all shudder inside. But she said, wick wham bam, gonna make him my man. Wham bam bam, gonna get you if I can. Wick wham bam, wanna make you understand.
Try a little touch, try a little too much.
Just try a little wig wham bam. And she said, wig wham bam, gonna make you my man. Wham bam bam, gonna get you if I can. Wig wham bam, wanna make you understand.
Try a little touch, try a little too much.
Just try a little wig wham bam. And she said, wig wham bam, gonna make you my man. Wham bam bam, gonna get you if I
Soon.
that was
Resonanza. Something's wrong with my headphones. Yeah. Resonanza from Sarajevo, some Yugoslav glam rock.
Okay.
From 1975, big hit over there. I am known for Yugo rock, but yeah, and this time I'm going to play some glam rock, and there's an intersection in this band. And before that, we heard Darren Byrne, Quick Joy Small. He's from London. It was recorded in 1973. He was 12 when this was recorded. Huh. He later on committed suicide in 91, like all the child stars usually do.
Yeah.
And then before that, we had a really obscure song, A Little Susie Lucker by Black Hawk from L.A. in 1971. And then Cozy Powell, who was a drummer in Jeff Beck band, Dancing with the Devil. Can you pronounce it? Cirencester?
Yeah, Cirencester, UK, 1973. And that had like a Third Stone from the Sun vibe going on in the background, most of the song. Resonance, what does it mean in Serb-Croatian?
Resonance.
Resonance? Okay.
Yeah, resonance. But they also spell it like a little different. So it's cause from Sarajevo. It's like in French, raison en sang.
Okay. And Eno Aviona?
There goes the plane.
Okay.
It's about seeing a plane, getting really excited about it.
Oh, boy. All right. Just a couple announcements before we talk about the Waterloo Arts Fest. So tomorrow at 7:30, it's Alison Krauss and Union Station, which is at Jacobs Pavilion, which is located at 2014 Sycamore Street in Cleveland. Today at 8 o'clock, Unwound, 30 Years of the Future of What? And they're playing at the Grog Shop, and that is located at 2785 Euclid Heights Boulevard in beautiful Cleveland Heights, Ohio. Tonight at 8 o'clock, an evening with Luca Mundaka at the Bop Stop, which is located at 2920 Detroit Avenue in Cleveland. Here's a cultural event. It's Great Lakes Brewing Company 37th Anniversary Party. And they are located at 2516 Market Avenue in Cleveland. It's all about the culture. It's Oktoberfest season. Mm-hmm. It's fall. The leaves are starting to turn. I'm not ready to say goodbye to us.
Speaking of which, yeah. There's a beer garden event at the Slovenian National Home.
Yeah.
Who I'm involved with.
Okay. And yeah. That is on the, what is that?
Friday, the September 19th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, 5:30 till, I think it's
evening, start. Yeah.
Yeah.
After
yeah.
work.
All right. Sounds interesting. And what's going on next weekend in Waterloo?
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a Waterloo Arts Festival, and there's a little records shop over there called Blue Arrow Records. I'm pretty sure that anyone who's tuned into WCSB visited that record store. They might be even sponsors of this radio. I'm not sure.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm sure they support us during Radiothon. I think maybe I do. Yeah. I'm sure they would. But
and then from 3:30 to 5, I'll be DJing there playing glam rock. You can show up earlier. There's going to be some other DJ, mm-hmm. I think Ed. I'm not sure. And then there's going to be another one after me.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then there's plenty of music up and down the street. Okay, so next song, Rattles the Witch.
Yeah. Some glam rock from Hamburg, Germany, 1971. The band is from Hamburg, Germany, but their singer, Edna, is from Israel. So, okay. What a combination.
Yeah, that sounds explosive.
Yeah.
Well, here we go.
Wait until you hear this guitar.
Thank you. you like a child. I never dreamed you could move me. But now you're driving me wild. You walk, you talk, you act like a woman, you look like a woman should be. You move, you prove, you love like a woman, you feel like a woman to me. You've got the face of an angel. And there's love in your eyes. I know only too well that it's just a disguise. You walk, you talk, you act like a woman, you look like a woman should be. You move, you groove, you love like a woman, you feel like a woman to me.
Till she was with me. And she'd be moving on and singing that same old song. Yeah, with me, she'd be singing, I love rock and roll, so put another dime in the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll, so come on, take your time and dance with me. I love rock and roll, so put another dime in the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll, so come on, take your time and dance with me. I love rock and roll, so put another dime in the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll, so come on, take your time and dance with me. I love rock and roll, so put another
we'll be right back.
That was Tim Moore, right?
No, that was Pato.
Pato, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, okay. Ugh. Loud Green Song, and they were from London, and that was recorded in 1972. Tim Moore before that with Rock and Roll Love Letter, and he was from Philadelphia. That was recorded in 1975. The Arrows with I Love Rock and Roll a few years before. Well, it was the original version, right?
Well, original version of that song, yeah.
Yeah.
That was made famous by Joan Jett. Alan Merrill from that band is from New York City. I think the other two guys from UK.
Yeah. Okay. And the Troggs with Feels Like a Woman, and they were from Andover, Hampshire, UK, and that was recorded in 1972. So
I play this song specifically because it has that theme of androgyny, which is a lot present in glam rock.
Okay.
And yeah, no, kids today think that they invented it, but no.
Yeah,
it was all back in the 70s.
Yeah, the guy from Sweet, the bass guitar player.
You were attracted to him?
Or? No, I wasn't. It's like the way that he, Steve Priest, the way that he exemplified it was kind of creepy to me. So, but growing up in Lakewood, I've got a very healthy attitude for respecting everybody. And anyways, so DJ Greentooth, I know you came to our country in the 90s?
99.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we were talking off air, and you know, mentioning you collecting and reading all about music. It's still a big fan, just like me. But you're also doing a podcast. Tell us about that.
Actually, this is the oldest podcast ever on the internet.
Really?
I made podcast in 2001. That was 3 years before that concept was even invented. So you can tell that you can probably say that I came up with that concept independently from Apple.
And where were
but
you?
I wish I patented it. Maybe I would be rich now.
Uh huh. And where were you archiving these podcasts?
Yeah, I was in Louisiana at that time, and that's the time when.
What were you doing down there?
I was in
hunting gators.
I was in school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Where did you? Would you go to
Baton Rouge, LSU?
Okay.
Yeah. So I started working at the college radio over there, KLSU, on Saturday mornings. And I wanted to archive my shows, and so I started recording them, writing little blurbs about every episode. And I first I put them on my department's website, and at that time bandwidths were very low, so I got in trouble. So then I opened up my own website. So that's littlelighthouse.net, and that website, every week I put an hour of music.
Okay. And do you what is an anchor? Is it just go to your page, or can you find it on any other streaming services?
I don't put them on any streaming services. I was there before them.
Okay. You don't want the click revenue or the...
I don't care about that. None of this is legal anyway. So.
Yeah. I like illegal rock and roll. So. All right, so we have an interesting band coming up next. Are we still doing the Osmonds?
Yeah.
So it's
a great song.
Is Donnie and Marie in this band?
No, it's actually the other brothers are doing this one.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's I love that we play Pato because that's like really one of the loudest singles ever.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this is also pretty loud, and this is Osmonds from Salt Lake City, Utah, 1972.
Okay, and the track is called Crazy Horses. Does this have anything to do with the burlesque show in Paris?
I think it has to do with, like, pollution, and, you know, they were trying to raise awareness that things are not that well on this planet.
Yeah. Now they tell us. All right, here we go. Osmonds.
Ah!
and shout. Let it all hang out.
But you won't fool the children of the revolution.
It's good for my voice, but you
won't fool the children of the revolution. Now you won't fool the children of the revolution.
We'll be right back.
right. That was a band called Stray doing Hallelujah, and that was they were from London. That was recorded in 1973. And
before that, we had Winkies. Mm-hmm. No, we had T-Rex, and then Winkies, Trust in Dick. Mm-hmm. That's Philip Rambo, another Canadian that came to UK and had a big hit over there in 1973. And before that, Monte Hoople, Rock and Roll Queen from Hereford, UK, 1969, our oldest song we played today.
Great, great. So before we get on to the next track with Brian Ingo, you know, we're just one last time, Waterloo Arts Fest next weekend, Blue Arrow Records, DJ Greentooth is going to be spinning from what times?
3:30
okay.
to 5.
All right, awesome.
And just in time, you can then go home and listen to another episode of
Highs
in the 60s.
All right. Well, Adam's in the studio getting ready for 666 Ounces.
Oh, he's pulling out records.
Madness. Yeah, he's a vinyl
fan. And we're going to do a lot of records also. All of the stuff I'm going to play next week are going to be original 70s 45s and albums from the glam rock era.
Okay. All right. Well, here goes some Brian Eno. Hopefully, we can get it all in before Adam comes on. Thanks for listening.